AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At least 23 people are dead in Mexico City. An elevated section of the Mexico City metro collapsed and sent a train plunging toward a busy boulevard. The mayor says one of the concrete beams collapsed as a subway train in Mexico City passed over it. More severe weather is possible in parts of the south. Some areas got tornado damage over the past few days. Mike Edmonston is at the National Weather Service.
Much of Mississippi and Alabama be the focus right now for it, with Tennessee, Georgia, you know, all the way back into East Texas still being under a threat, but not as great as the focus for Mississippi and Alabama.
In North Texas, a likely tornado flipped three semi-trailers over on Interstate 35 in a driving rain. Three people were taken to hospitals. President Biden formally raised the nation's cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 this year. The AP Zeke Miller reports refugee advocates ask, why did this take so long?
President Biden had said back in February that he planned to raise and lift the refugee cap. His administration notified Congress of their intention to do that back in February, but they never did.
The president is replacing the record low ceiling set by former President Trump. The number of coronavirus infections and deaths are mounting with alarming speed in India. A top U.S. health expert warns the coming weeks in the country will be horrible. Dr. Ashish Jha at Brown University School of Public Health says he's concerned Indian policymakers believe things will improve in the next few days. California's signature cities are leading the way as the state prepares to expand business openings after coronavirus shutdowns. Los Angeles and San Francisco are poised today to be the only major urban areas in the state to meet guidelines to move into the least restrictive tier. The European Union's drug regulator says it has started a rolling review of China's Sinovac coronavirus vaccine to assess its effectiveness and safety. This is AP News. As a second summer approaches under a pandemic, holiday resorts reliant on tourists such as Magaluf on the Spanish island of Mallorca are eager to welcome back visitors.
British for me is my life. It's my life. I cry for British for back to Magaluf.
David Belmonte is hoping to see British tourists at his restaurant. Public health professor Linda Baud at the University of Edinburgh says bringing back tourists now is a gamble.
If you import variants or even import more cases, you're undermining or threatening that process.
This German tourist in Magaluf is happy to get away.
Enjoying the freedom of sitting in the sun and sitting outside. And in Germany, it isn't allowed to go to a cafe or sit outside. Everything's closed.
David Child with Thomas Cook Travel says people need to get away.
When we first sip that sangria or taste that tzatziki on our holiday, we'll all just forget about how tough this year has been just for a short while. We need a change of scenery.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.